There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Seven.
After the Monday before the Wednesday of this week. Hello, Den. Dems, Dats, D's, and Does. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. Former President Jimmy Carter's cancer diagnosis is the subject of a lot of in-depth scrutiny. And I find this interesting, as I have found in my own personal life a couple of bouts in my family with serious cancers. And then I've come to know somebody who's a very good friend who was diagnosed about a month ago with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and that's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination. It used to be. Our own Rich McFadden on this program had it, treated it, was working on it for about a year. So I had this fellow talk to Rich, get a little information as to what he had to expect over the next year or so. As part of the follow-up from the first exam, he went back to the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and got another just quick checkup, and they found something, and the doctor said, oh, that's interesting. And then upon checking it out, they find he's stage 4 bone marrow cancer. So what do you do with that? And then you think about all the cancers that are around now versus 100 years ago. People rarely died of cancer 100 years ago. Today, it's the second biggest killer in our country and around the world as far as that's concerned. Is it what we're doing to ourselves? Is it smoking? Is it drinking? Is it eating the bad foods? Is it how we live our life, the mind-body-spirit connection or spirit-mind-body connection? Is it what other people are doing to the atmosphere? Is it what we're allowing to be done to the air we breathe? It's really hard to put your finger on it. There are some obvious answers to it. And I wonder under the circumstances how, when I come up with that which I think is obvious, how it affects or how it applies to Jimmy Carter. Carter hasn't revealed too much more about the cancer that he has, other than his father and his brother and his two sisters died after they had pancreatic cancer, and he's got it, but they didn't live to be anywhere near as old as he is. So, as he gets on with his life, this past weekend, he went to church, as he usually does. He seems to look okay. If you see pictures of him, Kenny, he seems all right. He teaches Sunday school in his church and has for years and years and years. Now, wouldn't that be an experience for 28 youngsters to go into a Sunday school class every Sunday and know him on an intimate level? Because that's really, you get, if you're teaching Sunday school, I think if you're teaching anything, there's an intimacy to teaching. And in the case of a church or understanding one's belief or trying to have somebody learn about a belief, that's pretty intimate stuff. One of the children in the class, one of the parents, I guess, actually said he looked really good. He's seemed to me over the years to be just like every other church member. He's never really asked for, sought out, or been involved in things that put him into that position of the former president of the United States, even though he is a member of a pretty exclusive club. How many people belong to it? He does. George Bush, the father, belongs to it. Bill Clinton belongs to it. And George Bush, the son. Four people. That's pretty close tie.
Yeah, that's pretty darn exclusive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's much more exclusive than the Donald Trump, I've been to your house in New York club. 28% of new cancer cases are diagnosed in people over the age of 75. Did you know that? 465,000 new cases so far this year alone. 465,000 new cases of some kind of cancer. At the same time, the number of people who survive cancer increases by about 40%. If you look at recent stats and you look down to what they figure is going to be the case in the next 10 to 20 years. One of the specialists in treating cancers in the elderly said, quote, older patients ought not be written off cancer just because of their age. There are a lot of people who are older, who have strong systems. They've kept their body in good shape. Their immune system is functioning. So here's the Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa uses a scoring system to determine how older patients might deal with possible side effects from treatments like chemotherapy. Why do you have to just rely on chemotherapy? I know people who have gone to a homeopath, changed their diet, then they get into an exercise program. They do all kinds of things that are not necessarily by the book, at least the book that's been written by the American Cancer Society. Yep, that's one avenue, and you have other choices, and some of the things you can do in concert with the other kinds of treatment. They don't bang into each other. They, in fact, are complementary. So maybe there's something, there's a lot of hope, I think, for the fellow that I know that's a friend of mine, for Jimmy Carter, the right patient, personalized treatment, and, man, a good attitude. Hoo-ha! Today is another day to enjoy. The beauty of the day is marked by a lovely sunrise, good things going on during the day, and a great sunset. Joining us in a moment here on Good Day is health, nutrition, and exercise expert Andrea Metcalf talking about children and how they're impacted, their health is affected, and their well-being by social media.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great.
Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last, ends 8/22.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil. Uh-huh. Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there's on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia, again, is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping, 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Andrea Metcalf joining us here on Good Day, one of America's leading fitness experts, a celebrity trainer, fitness entrepreneur, one of the most respected and in-demand fitness trainers and public speakers, and she still has a horrible cell phone.
She's working. No, she's working out.
Are you working out now?
Yeah.
No, I already did my workouts for the day.
Of course you did.
I taught a Pilates class about 45 minutes ago, and feeling great. You guys, it's so good to hear your voices.
Nice to hear your voice again. Let's talk about what you've been writing about. You wrote, social media has been sweeping our free time, resulting in poor self-image, comparison depression, and overall poor mental health. The average time on the internet is 4 hours, 25 minutes a day. According to new data, the average user logs 1.72 hours a day on social platforms. So what is this bringing us in terms of your focus on mental health as well as physical health and well-being? And I'm wondering whether this is something that happened to your daughter. I have forgotten how old your daughter is.
Well, 24 years old, so I don't see it as much, you know, in her space, you know, because you talk about it with your kids and you keep them active, and I think that's part of this inactivity of spending time on the internet and the comparison shopping that goes on. Oh, look at this person is doing that, and everyone's trying to have this wow, look at me lifestyle, which is what's causing some of the problems in our teen health and depression, which is really sad.
How much of it can be worked off in terms of actual physical exertion? When people have mental health issues, you know, the time they spend, you've indicated in what you've written, they're spending a lot of time sitting and participating in chats and that sort of thing. How much better off would they be if we could get teenagers to exercise more when it comes to this problem?
You know as well as I do that exercise makes you feel good. It's not just the endorphins, but it's also the confidence of knowing that you can and that you're able to do. When people are in the internet world and into the social media and comparison space, you know, they're feeling isolated, they feel alone. When you're outside and you're around other people, whether it's in a group fitness class or you're at the park, that interaction goes a long way. And, you know, our relationships and social networking end up happening in a different space. There's more emotional context that can be conveyed through words on a page. So things can become misread as well. And, again, cause for hurt feelings or, you know, not feeling good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen in people-to-people situations as easily.
No, sometimes people in activity situations. Listen, in the time that we have, I wanted to ask you about all of the new fitness apps. I see that Adidas has spent $240 million to buy Runtastic, which has 70 million users, 140 million downloads. How much of a factor are these fitness apps in general in the business of fitness?
Well, I think that the fitness app space and the activity tracker space that do a lot of interactive are really great ways for people to stay motivated. I love the trackers that give you immediate feedback. You're looking at it on your wrist and it's either lighting up and giving you that, like, hey, I did okay or I need to do more. And the same thing with, you know, the apps that are out there from Runtastic, like you mentioned, or this week, what is it, Daily Burn. There's so many out there. Fitbit, FitPro, that if there's a way to keep us engaged and motivated, I love it. I'm all for it. And because we spend, 68% of the population has smartphones, it's a good thing.
Yeah, there's something to add on to it. Andrea Metcalf, swell to hear you. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com for more on these two issues and many other health-related issues.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com, OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
To go through the top five songs from this week in 1986. So for your listening and dancing pleasure, if you need a quick start, this will do it for you. Starting with the number five song from this week in 86, Jermaine Stewart. We don't have to take our clothes off. So who is Jermaine Stewart? Refresh my memory on this. I think of Jermaine. When I first heard it, I thought it was one of the Jacksons. And then Jermaine Jackson, but no. So Jen, what do we know about Jermaine Stewart or Kenny?
I don't know anything about Jermaine Stewart, actually.
I think this was pretty much it. He had a couple of R&B hits in the 80s.
Yeah.
But he died almost 20 years ago.
Really? All right, so not memorable. Too bad, Jermaine. Hope you're having a nice time wherever you are.
I love you.
That was number five. Yeah, not a bad song. This one is 10 times the song that one was. Stevie Winwood, number four this week.
Now we're coming up.
Great, great pop song.
Which he won't play in concert.
Why is that, Richie?
Why not?
Hey, you know what? I think I think just all this 80s pop is not what he thinks of as his best work. Traffic and, Low Spark of High Heel Boys and all the stuff that he's done back in the 60s and then a lot of the jazz stuff that he does now, I think he likes it a lot better. So you go see him in concert, I've seen him 5 times in the last 10 years. He'll do one song from the 80s and that's it.
Really?
Yep. That's still a great show. He's got a lot of stuff.
I go to a concert. We were to see the Beach Boys on Friday night. 2.5 solid hours with a short 15-minute intermission. And they started at 8 o'clock right on the dot and finished about 10:35, 10:40. And it was hit after hit after hit. And, of course, with the Beach Boys, you've got such a... They had, I think, 36 albums. Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong. And 24 number one song. I mean, everybody's knowing pretty much everything that gets sung. Mike Love's getting a little old, but the backup, the nine pieces on the stage, there are three guys that have been with the Beach Boys pretty much since the beginning who are up on stage, and another half a dozen younger voices, but they deliver.
And, you know, it's funny. I'm going to see Van Halen in a couple of weeks, taking my son because he loves him. And David Lee Roth is just obviously not what he used to be. You can't sustain that kind of voice. But when you go see Winwood, he sounds just like
does he?
Still.
Yeah,
he really does.
I think
sounds great.
Not to go back to the Beach Boys, but somebody check. I forgot to go look at his Wikipedia page or IMDb. How old he? I think he's 74, but I'm not sure.
Mike Love.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind checking that out. Stevie Winwood, anyway, number four, Higher Love, this week, 1986.
He is 74.
Is he 74? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Good call.
Yeah, thank you. His voice is not strong, but he's got lots of people behind him. Crowd loved him, even though that movie that came out a couple of months ago about Brian Wilson makes him look like a cur. He made several things. He made a couple of statements on the stage that were interesting about his cousin Brian and things. They were positive. And then he stopped the concert. And he looked at the audience and says, "You're going to think this is strange, but I want to know how many of you like Donald Trump."
Why?
Because that's what those guys are all Orange County right wing guys. He asked two or three questions about Trump, and then he asked about the other candidates, and there were more cheers for Trump than there were boos, I'll tell you that. All right.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was very interesting. Number three, Belinda Carlisle, another great pop hit. Number three this week, 1986, Mad About You. Crank it up, Richie. The other two that are in the list here we can make quick work of. Peter Cetera was number two with Glory of Love.
Let's skip over that one.
Yeah, number one, Madonna, Papa Don't Preach. Not her best effort, but certainly a great pop hit for her.
That's fine. It's Peter Cetera. Yeah.
Editorial judgment that I agree with, Richie.
Thank you.
I don't always agree with your editorial judgment, but I do on that one. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 33 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Ken Kessler and I, and Dr. Ken. No, wait a minute. I don't have Dr. Ken with me. I have Dr. Jack. I have three very good doctors in our stable here at the Good Day Program. And they all have a different point of view when it comes to some of the issues, medical issues of the day. I've invited Jack to be here because, well, by popular demand, the audience clamors for more of Jack. Where's Jack? I want more from Jack. So, Jack.
Be here.
Jack is here. All right. He is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcasts. He has a product line of enzymes that is superb. You can find out about that at theforbiddendoctor.com. There's a bit of concern, Jack, with many people about the controversy regarding school vaccinations, children being vaccinated, mandated vaccinations before school starts. So here's a conversation with a Dr. Jennifer Brull, B-R-U-L, who's a member of the Family Medicine for America's Health Board. And she is here to explain in her own words why getting vaccinated is appropriate. So we'll listen to her for a couple of moments, and then you can comment as to whether you think what she's thinking or saying is important, if it is valid, if it works or not. So here, let's listen to Dr. Brohl first.
I think that in the United States, we have a fairly robust immunization program. It varies a little bit state by state as far as which immunizations are required for children to enter school, but the CDC makes recommendations around which vaccine should be given at what times and in which combinations to make the most effective immune response for those kids against those diseases. So right now, for example, children who are 36 months old have a recommended schedule of 5 different sets of vaccines, and our rate in the United States is about 70% of those kids getting all those vaccines by 36 months of age.
Can you be a little bit more specific on the countrywide requirements for kids in U.S. public schools?
So, interestingly enough, it is a little bit different state by state which exact vaccines are required, and some schools tend to be a little bit more lenient than others. Right now, the recommended schedule is that children be vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella, which is one immunization, one set of immunizations, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis, which is another immunization, hepatitis B, hepatitis A, and rotavirus. And some of those immunizations, if they're not given at childhood, really can't be caught up before school.
All right, so we got enough information there from that. The interviewer works with the Talk Radio News Service in Washington. So there's Dr. Brohl, who goes through a litany of all of the things that we need to be vaccinated for or against. And so it's hard to argue when you listen to that. Measles, mumps, all kinds of things, diphtheria, stuff that hasn't been a problem. And people would argue, Jack, it hasn't been a problem because children have been vaccinated. She said, I think, that about 70% of people are compliant. And I just, when I'd like to think that Americans were smart enough that they didn't need the government to tell them what to do, but unfortunately people don't school themselves and they aren't informed, so they are ignorant as to how to proceed here, because they hear the controversy, well, I don't want my child vaccinated and have them likely get autism, things like that. So what have you done? You come from a healthy family, lots of children. What have you done with your children, and what do you think ought to be done with regard to some of the standard practices versus those things that may be overkill?
Well, you are familiar with our son, Rourke.
Yes.
Mary's and my one son. And he is, well, he'll be 16 here in October, has never once had a disease related to what one would get a vaccine for without ever having had a vaccine. This child has never had a vaccine his entire life. He has never had mumps, never had measles, never had rubella, never had chickenpox, never had scarlet fever, never had whooping cough, never had any of these things, because we have done everything we can health-wise in the house to build up the immune system. And when I was listening to Dr. Brohl there, one thing that they, you know, if they could just say, but by the way, the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act that was passed back in 1986, you know, that covers vaccine corporations that harm kids with these vaccines that don't work, have already paid out over $2.5 billion so far in vaccine injuries since 1986. And that 2 out of 3 claims that are brought before Congress, because remember, Congress has made it impossible for you to sue a vaccine company. That was in the Patriot Act. So if you are damaged,
wouldn't that have to do with the Patriot? That was one of those add-ons that.
Oh yes.
3 o'clock in the morning, and we said, "Oh, yes. We better protect our pal with the drug business." So that's, throw this onto the Patriot
yes.
Act.
Can you imagine Toyota or General Motors or any of these other companies being protected by Congress that if the car blew up, you couldn't sue the car manufacturer? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is absolutely nuts. So believe it or not, vaccine science simply doesn't exist. They keep talking about it all the time, at least not supportive science. And the mainstream media that keeps coming out just how science has settled on vaccines, nothing could be further from the truth. And you remember that debate that I had with Dr. Paul Offit on your show a number of years ago.
Yeah.
And I said, Dr. Offit, here's the one problem. The one problem is that there are no long-term studies regarding vaccines. There are none. There are no long-term studies that we can look back and we can say, these vaccinated kids 25 years ago, 40 years ago, are healthier today than their peer group that did not get vaccinated.
All right. So, but surely you can understand and perhaps maybe even identify with some parents who are worried maybe they don't have the same kind of fresh fruit and vegetables and the conditions that you and your family live in, and maybe their children might be exposed to this. What do you say to people who ask about circumstances that are different than yours? And
well, you know, this last measles outbreak in California, when you know, the dust finally settled, the overwhelming majority of these people who got the measles had been vaccinated for measles.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not that you have to have a Superman diet. If you can avoid sugar wherever you possibly can, when you can avoid processed foods and just start getting back to nature, a little bit here, a little bit there, baby steps here and there, you can rebuild and strengthen the immune system, not just of the adults, but of the kids as well. And every time somebody comes along and says, well, look how we eradicated all of these diseases by the appearance of these vaccines, nothing could be further from the truth than that as well. Even polio itself, even Dr. Sabin, when he finally started talking about what he had done about the Sabin vaccine, said that, you know, when we would give a child a vaccine, one of these, when we were first starting out doing this, we wouldn't sleep for 48 hours for fear of what was going to take place with these children. Polio was over 90% eradicated before the Sabin and Salk vaccines ever showed up.
All right. And I think that we're making, but the parent doesn't know what to do. If the parent is confronted when he or she brings the child to school and they ask if you had the vaccines and the parents say no, some school districts say, okay, well, when you have your child vaccinated, bring him back, otherwise he can't go to school.
Well, that's every state except two. I think it's like Mississippi and now, of course, California is getting in the game. But West Virginia, Mississippi, and California, I think, are the only three that you do not have a conscientious objection, where you go down to the county health department and you say, I need a vaccine exemption form so I can get my child into school. And one of the girls that work with us in the clinic here in Salt Lake just did that yesterday. And now what the county health department is saying to them, when they go in and they say, I need a vaccine exemption form, they say, okay, here it is. They used to put them through the third degree. Now they just say, okay, here it is, because there are so many parents opting out of this because there's simply no evidence that these things are safe, and there's growing evidence that they're not safe because, they, you know, they never bother to tell the parents what's in this stuff.
Right.
You know, you just assume there's something in there that's going to protect you from polio, or there's something that's going to protect you from measles, when in fact there are very, very dangerous chemicals put into these things to shock your system into building an antibody that's short-lived anyway, which is why you end up having to have boosters. This is a very unsafe, a very unproven procedure, because it generates billions of dollars.
All right.
And they're just not going to let that go.
Before we talk about nitric oxide, I want one more area. I want to go down this avenue. Jack Stockwell is with us. We're talking about several items. Jimmy Carter has cancer of the pancreas. Usually that's not good news. Some cancers you can fight, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, even a friend of mine who had bone cancer has done a great job of licking it, but pancreatic cancer seems to be a worry.
Well, it is a worry. I better send him a bottle of our pancreatic enzymes then. I don't know if his doctors will ever let him use it or not.
Yeah, I don't either.
But, you know, with these overprocessed foods that we are eating now in the standard American diet that is loaded with foods that are difficult for the body to digest, let alone the tremendous amounts of sugar, the pancreas is on hyperdrive constantly. And that's why we see a growing incidence of pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer, or pancreatic pancreatic enzyme dysfunction to some degree or another. That's why we put this product together. Mm-hmm. More information, of course, at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Yeah.
But you can't live without your pancreas, obviously.
Yeah.
You need those pancreatic enzymes, but pancreas also, a smaller portion of the pancreas, brings us the very important hormone called insulin that regulates sugar. Too much sugar in the blood will kill you. Too little sugar in the blood will kill you. And when you have, it's like beating a dead horse for a lot of people who simply cannot break away from a processed food diet.
Yep.
And so you're going to see this explosion of diabetes, you see this explosion of metabolic syndrome, and you're starting to see an increase in the incidence of pancreatic-related diseases, such as what President Carter has. Yeah, you know personally the survival rate of that.
Bad. Yeah, not good. All right, let's spend 60 seconds before we're out of time talking about the value of nitric oxide. Man, this is everywhere. We've been running what we call the Heart Health Challenge here on Good Day, getting people to use a product called Neo 40 and Super Beats, things that help in your circulation. So what's the scoop on nitric oxide? There are any number of ways that you can use arginine, a lot of different things help to open up your arteries. Is this just common sense?
Well, it's interesting that something's such a fundamental chemical messenger that the body makes itself was only really identified less than 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've had nitroglycerin around for a long time. You know, anytime somebody was starting to get chest pains, they
would take
it. I
never thought about that. That's what it is.
Well, that's exactly. The nitroglycerin breaks down into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide causes vasodilation.
Opens up the arteries.
Opens up the arteries, increases the blood flow. And Beats,
you're always talking about that.
You're always talking about Super Beats. Beats is a great source of this stuff. Kale, Swiss chard, arugula, spinach, beets, all of these have the compounds in them. And they're also wonderful cancer-protecting cruciferous vegetables anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, anybody who's going to be taking this Super Beats product that you recommend,
yep,
is definitely going to be advantaged by more nitric oxide in the system.
Yeah. Nitric, what are the pills that we take for nitric, what we were just talking about, nitric, the pills you take, they've been taking for a long time.
Nitroglycerin is what people have been taking by medical prescription.
Yeah. Nitroglycerin, but basically it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah, it breaks down into nitric oxide.
All right, what's the subject matter of the Forbidden Doctor podcast this week?
Well, the one that just came out is the Forbidden Cure for Heartburn and Acid Reflux. It can be trimmed, cut back, ended within 2 to 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole process is right there on Forbidden Cure for Heartburn and Acid Reflux.
All right, and the Forbidden Doctor Long Life Energy Enzymes Jack was talking about, you can check them out at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Thanks, Jack. Great to have you. Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day, 11 before the hour.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Chartered Industrial Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with their low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
A recent Pampers survey found more than 80% of moms are bothered by their baby's saggy diapers, and more than three-quarters think saggy diapers weigh their babies down. A poor-fitting diaper can limit movement, and active babies need a diaper that allows them to move freely. New Pampers Cruisers help babies and toddlers stay drier and don't sag like ordinary diapers. The Pampers Cruisers Sag to Swag Tour will deliver new Pampers Cruisers diapers to little ones across the country, stopping in New York, L.A., Chicago, Dallas, and a fifth city voted on by fans via Pampers Twitter page. At each stop, families can get free sample diaper packs, learn about the new Pampers Cruisers, and enjoy fun family activities. Plus, Pampers will donate diapers to local Feeding America food banks at each stop, continuing its mission to provide millions of diapers each year for families in need. Check out facebook.com/pampers for more. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Pick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourWrite.com. That's BICFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in-store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in-store only ends 9/12/15.
All set. How was your visit with the dentist?
Good.
Shall we book another appointment then? Wonderful. I'll sign you up for our root canal rewards. 10th one's free. You're drooling on my papers.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Man, that's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
When you're in love, and nothing goes the way you try.
is, Greg. With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns family circle of trust. Under our roof is my way or the Long Island Expressway. Is that understood?
Good stuff from Robert De Niro. Meet the Parents. That was the first in the series. No, it wasn't Meet the Parents. It was Meet the Fockers, right?
Yes.
All right. Now, how many of those movies have there been, Chuck? Or like three, I think?
Meet the Parents was first.
Right. Oh, it was. And then yeah. It was Meet the Fockers?
Right.
It was all the same crew, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there have been three or four of those. I'm trying to remember.
Right.
Three of them. And they were all good? Would you say they were all good movies? It was. So there's not much interest in doing it.
Okay. Second one's okay. Third one is just, possible.
Really? Yeah. De Niro is 72 today. Our thought for the day, time goes on, so whatever you're going to do, do it. Do it now, don't wait, says Mr. De Niro. And
he has a movie coming out next month called The Intern with Anne Hathaway. It looks good. The trailer looks really good.
Yeah, it does look like it'd be an entertaining movie. All right, so Chucker is here to give us the box office totals, a surprise of sorts in the number one spot, at least as far as the amount of business it did. We'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. Scared of flying? Don't have time for overseas travel? You're not alone. Whether it's relaxing on the beach or going on a mountainous adventure, according to a recent Bank of America survey, nearly half of Americans prefer to keep their dream vacations domestic. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
A dream vacation doesn't have to be an adventure to an exotic, far-off land. Sometimes it's simply a visit to the beach or an amusement park. No matter what a dream vacation means to you, you can stay on budget by using travel rewards points. My top choice is the Bank America Travel Rewards credit card. With my card, I earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on all purchases. Plus, I have the flexibility to use points for more than just flights. When I'm keeping it domestic, I can redeem points on everything from admission to my favorite museum to a boat ride down the coast.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
All right, Chucker. Looks like a box office total's job is yours as usual for Monday, and sort of a surprise at number one. Do you agree?
Not that it's number one. The
numbers,
like you said. Yeah, yeah, Universal Pictures continues an amazing summer at the box office with Straight Outta Compton, the well-reviewed biopic about rap group N.W.A., placed number one. It was tracking at around 25, maybe 30 million tops, but wound up doing 56 million, which is a lot of coin for the studio.
So what's the reason? Who is attracted to this movie?
Well, to do 56 million, a lot of people were attracted.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What brought people in there to see that?
I'm sure that mostly the demographic was probably under age 35 and under, and a lot of people in their late teens and their early 20s went to see it.
Well,
I don't know. Is it a movie you would be interested in?
No, I wouldn't go see it. Even though I like Ice Cube, I think he's a talented guy.
He's had an interesting career, too.
Yeah, he's smart.
He is a guy behind the scenes, almost like a Mark Wahlberg.
Yep, very much. That's a great,
behind the camera.
Yeah, that's a great comparison.
Together.
Yeah.
He's a good deal maker and has had a tremendous run in the last 20 years.
Yeah,
so
smart. He's smart.
I commend him. Number two is Mission Impossible Rogue Nation, $17 million. This film's done well, $138 million. In 3 weeks, another entry in the franchise is on the way sometime in the next 2 years. Man from U.N.C.L.E., new opening, place third, a very soft 13.5.
What's the story with that? Why?
I never thought there would be much interest, despite the fact that Guy Ritchie, who did the Sherlock Holmes franchise, directed it. I just don't think audiences really were clamoring for a Man for U.N.C.L.E. big screen movie, considering it's a TV show based in the 1960s. It's going to have to perform very well overseas to get its money back, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. The Fantastic Four placed fourth, a drop-off of $68 million in week in number two. No surprise, $42 million. As I said on the show last week, the studio's going to take a 60 $40 million write down on this film. And The Gift, a movie I liked a lot, placed fifth, $6.5 million, $23 million in 2 weeks. I did a 40th anniversary screening of Jaws Saturday night, had a big crowd, and I would say easily one of the best movies ever made to watch on the big screen. Really had a great time. And if it's playing at a theater near you for its anniversary, I'd go see it because it really is amazing 40 years later.
That was interesting that Chrysler is going to join the marketing of Star Wars. They're trying to tie, a lot of companies trying to tie themselves to this opportunity. Interesting.
Can't blame them.
They know, but how are you going to put cars into Star Wars?
That'd be tough.
59 after. Thanks, Tucker.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.